but I don't want to waste your time, make you hang around thinking you've done wrong. You can only wait for me for so long.
From a digital egg comes a digital beast, ranging in power from the most to the least. But we don't care which mon is mighty, we just wanna know which mon is. Did you got Quidimon? He's a badass rapper, wrapped up like a video card or like a card captor. We got Terriamon, a serious cutie, but we're more interested in who is CPUT. Rounded out with Rainamon, who's just like a fox, but I wanna know, can she get overclocked? Not cute, nor cube, nor cool, nor fidgety. Can you tell me which Digimon is Digi?
Change into digital champions. Change into digital champions. Change into digital champions to save the digital
word up.
Welcome to Going Digital, at Digimon We Watch podcast, where I'm Sporky.
I'm Shin Garrett.
And I'm Alex. Alexander.
Hi!
He broke the format. It's a wipe. We gotta redo it.
No, it's fine. Today we watched an episode that was about... it was an instructional video about how to hide your Digimon from the world. How to shelter them from the universe that surrounds them. And how to survive in the chaotic urban jungle there is Hikarigaoka.
Well, but who are you? Are you paranoid of every sound? Have you come back?
No, I'm Davide.
We never got your name, mysterious stranger on the other
paranoid
line.
Of every sound?
I said that I'm Davide, but it probably cut off, so it's...
Perfect. Hello, great opening. Nailed it. A plus.
I don't know if the listeners got that joke, but we could make it happen with the magic of editing.
Everything will work out without the magic of editing.
Everything will be all right in the end. Hello, Alexander. Talk us about
Hello.
You. What do you? Why are you here? What do you do? What's your thing?
Oh well, my thing generally, other than hanging out and talking with you guys on Slack, is I have a podcast of my own. It's called Rachel and Alex versus the Hooniverse, where we tackle the new Who Doctor Who episodes, one episode at a time, kind of like this, but for Doctor Who.
Can you talk us about the similarities between Digimon and Doctor Who?
What are there are many
points in common.
Many like colorful monsters, and sometimes characters do things that don't make any sense at all, but are kind of funny.
Okay, yep. Have we told you about the Time Lord of the Digital Universe?
One of you mentioned it at one point, and I was like, what?
Sporky, can you give us a Rio primer real quick?
Okay, so in between season 1 and season 2, there's a character named Rio who stars in some video games.
Okay.
Alright. Initially, he's pretty straightforward. In the second video game, he and the guy who ends up being the bad guy for the first arc of 2 set up the entire plot of the second season. Eventually, though, as over the course of 6 games, he ends up being the most fanfiction-y character in all of Digimon.
Mm-hmm.
He's much more important than everyone else. The big bad guy from every video game falls in love with him. His Digimon permanently fuses with the big bad guy, and he ends up meeting what is basically God, the ENIAC machine, who lets him decide if he wants to go back to his original home or gain the ability to travel to any part of the multiverse which has a digital world at any point in time in that multiverse.
Wow.
So long as it's after the digital world came into existence, so after about 1945.
Okay, well, I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, like, real Time Lords can go to the beginning of time and all that, but...
Yeah, he's the closest we have. But, you know, he then ends up being one of the major characters in season 3, and it, to this day, makes me very sad that he isn't in every season.
He should.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like there needs to be something that like connects him to Applemon or whatever.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. It would be even funnier if he was just in like four frames of the opening music somewhere.
He's just like, hi, and then that's it. Like
maybe he's already there.
Because that's the thing. He shows up in season two, but only for about 3 seconds and has no lines.
That's pretty good. So Sporky, what episodes did we watch this week?
Let's see. In addition to talking about season.
We need to ask Alexander what's his relationship with Digimon, because we do that every episode.
Yeah, but not in this order. But yeah. I guess we can change the order because we change it every time anyway.
That's fine. Yeah. So Alexander, tell us.
All right. My relationship to Digimon is I watched a few episodes of it on like Fox Kids when it was current. And watching this episode today. That's it.
Well, right. That's more than most of our guests, to be fair.
Yeah.
That's true. Do you have a favorite Digimon?
No, not really. I mean, not especially. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible guest.
That's okay.
Of all the Digimon that you know, and of which you learn of their existence through this episode, which is your favorite?
I mean, the big, like, mammothy, like, walrusy thing that... You know,
yeah,
shoots the rockets shoot at the end. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, Ikakuman's pretty good.
He is.
So our episode titles. This
I will
week,
now find some porn of Ikakuman because I'm sure that exists.
No, stop it! No, so we don't need porn of Ikakuman.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
We don't need it, but we deserve it.
Well, yeah, but only because we're terrible people.
No, I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't want to see it.
Here you go. This is pretty good. Here you go.
Putting that on the back burner.
What episode is this?
This week we watched episode 30. Digimon Tokyo Daidodan. Excuse me. Digimon Tokyo Daidodan. Digimon, The Great Crossing of Tokyo, or Almost Home Free.
I can't link this in the show notes.
Yeah, one just goes in the show notes. Two, I don't know if like is the word, but I'm really amused by the fact that Gabumon is watching them.
Yeah, if this were not quite so explicit, we'd link it in the show notes, but it actually is just porn of Ikakuman.
I mean, I've said that's what I was going to search for.
I actually thought you were going to just, you know, post a regular picture of Ikakuman and be like, oh yeah. But no.
I was genuinely searching for that because I thought it would be amusing, and it is pretty amusing. I am amused right now.
Fair enough. Fuck.
That is in fact what's happening.
So this episode starts with something I don't remember.
Come on, Garrett, this was a good episode. So they start and they're doing things, right? And then they go in. They came back, so they have to do subway things, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Fortunately, they don't run into Jared.
What?
Boo. Boo.
I didn't hear that.
It's okay, I made a not very topical joke involving... You know what? Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah! Okay, it starts with Myotismon talking about stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then like all the evil Digimon are searching for the eighth child, and then like Devimon's like, "Hey, those kids made it back."
Yep. So in the Japanese, he's just explaining that we widened the search. We're searching more places now. In the English, he says pretty much the same thing, but he makes it sound like a lie, as we watch the Digimon searching.
I mean, that's just how he sounds, though.
It's true. It's just like, we're expanding the search even as we speak. And it's like, no, he can just say that, because that's actually what's happening.
That is what's happening.
I mean, you know, it's good to practice duplicity. Otherwise, you're not going to be ready when the moment comes, so...
Sure.
But if you're always duplicitous, then you're never duplicitous. It's like the Incredibles.
Well, I mean, I'm sure his minions got the memo, you know, that he's just, like, just getting ready, you know, just warming up.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to sound like I'm lying, but I'm actually not.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. Or maybe his
memo is the lie. I don't know.
You will never know.
So yeah, Vamdemon is not doing anything.
No. Does he ever?
I think in the next couple of episodes, he's going to not kill some people.
Okay, so no.
And his big plan involves dying.
Genius.
And then coming back.
Yep. Good plan.
I mean, if I could come back from the dead, I would definitely die and then come back. That sounds fun.
But yeah, he's definitely the least effective villain.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the least effective villain. I mean, Devimon did nothing. Like, I think all of the villains in this season are the least effective villains.
They're pretty bad.
The real villains are really all these Digimon podcasts, because it's a super meta thing, and Digimon predicted podcasts, so we're the villain.
I think that the real villain is Tai.
I could see that.
That's my lore theory for this episode.
Okay. As long as you're talking about Doctor Who, anytime we get someone who's really familiar with a particular show, we like to incorporate it into the wider Digimon universe.
Oh, okay.
I thought we did already, because Ryo is just the doctor of the digital world.
Yeah, but that doesn't establish that the world of Doctor Who is part of the Digimon universe.
Yeah, we need
We just established that there are some similarities.
To turn it around on you guys, there is a digital world in the Doctor Who universe as well, so...
Good enough. I'm sold.
Alright, we did it.
Like, there's a specific planet that is a library that is an entire planet, so it's just called... The library, and
is that the episode where there are like astronauts with skulls on their faces, and then like a black goo kills
that is
everyone?
That episode.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So it's also the one with the shadow counting.
Yes, it is okay. That episode. But the planet is one gigantic mainframe, and basically the entire population of the planet, in order to avoid being killed by this very dangerous alien called the Vashna Narada, which is they're called the piranhas of the air. The entire planet's and whole population is uploaded into a digital simulation, and there's a whole world on the inside that is kind of ostensibly just like a regular world, but it gets messed up and weird before the episode's over, so...
Oh, that's tight moon as fuck.
So you're saying it's bigger on the inside?
Oh yes, very much so.
Isn't that the episode where Griver tells Tennant how to open the TARDIS by snapping his fingers?
It is.
Yeah, see, I know Doctor Who.
it's also her first appearance in the Whoniverse by the real world timeline, as opposed to, you know, actual Hooniverse history.
It's the beginning of the end.
Yes.
You know, I misheard what you said at the beginning there, Garrett. I thought you said, is that the one where River? I thought you were going to make a joke about River Tam, and now we're talking about Firefly.
No, River Song, the doctor's wife, yeah. I think.
No,
oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
It's the whole thing. We don't want to get into it. Mostly because I don't understand it either. I think she's his daughter, but also his mother or something. It's weird.
It's better if she's just Summerglau.
I mean, really, it's all kind of timey-wimey, so...
Yeah, and spacey-wacey.
A little wibbly-wobbly. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have exhausted my knowledge of Doctor Who.
Anyhow, how does it connect to Dark Souls, I think, is the question that we're all asking, Alex.
No, no one was asking how this relates to Dark Souls.
I am now, because we know that Dark Souls is Digimon, so what's the connection there?
Well, it's timey-wimey.
Yeah.
Obviously. No,
well, see, what happens is that, what's that thing you use to get to be human again after you go hollow?
Humanity?
Humanity?
I thought there was something else, but maybe I'm thinking
No, it's humanity. They went with a very straightforward naming for it.
Okay. Well, anyway, whenever the Doctor uses humanity, he doesn't get returned to his original human state, he just gets a new one?
Yeah, he just regenerates,
so
sure.
So the Doctor is a hollow. I like this theory.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah,
but...
because Time Lords are immortal, I think, maybe.
Immortal. That's not true. They generally have a set amount of regenerations, unless you're Davies and fucking rewrite the history of it,
do Time Lords die?
Regenerations.
Yes.
Time Lords die.
Most of them
If you suffer massive damage all at once, you might not regenerate at all. And even if you are in the process of regenerating, if someone shoots you in the head mid-regeneration, you don't come back.
Didn't they do that? But then they went back in time and made it not happen?
Correct. And then also, Time Lords only get 12 extra lives, so once you're out of 1-ups, you're done, son.
Unless you're Doctor Who.
I was gonna say,
and then yours
no
get
way
reset
not,
somehow.
Through the power of love,
they're not gonna just reset him at some point.
They did.
I know they were going
they did.
And they did.
They
popular.
They had a Christmas special where they resetted him through the power of love. I think.
Well, of course. Maybe. Like most things on Doctor Who lately.
Technically, I mean, yes, the power of love, but also the Council of Time Lords gave him another set of regenerations through a crack in the skin of the universe.
Yeah,
so.
The Council of Love.
But why again? I thought they didn't like him.
Because if they didn't, the Daleks were going to blow up the planet that they could potentially get back to the universe through, and then they would be trapped forever.
Okay, so they did it so they could maybe have a planet.
Yeah, so it was through the power of love, but also intense selfishness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back to this episode.
As you do.
Izzy, in 1999, is able to Google up directions on how to get from where they are to where they want to be on the subway.
Look, I think in 1999, there was internet in Japan, and you could do that.
I don't think Wi-Fi had been invented in 1999.
I think Wi-Fi was definitely invented in 1999, probably.
To Google.
I'm doing that now.
Are you just when are you just googling when Wi-Fi was in Japan?
When was Wi-Fi invented? Let's see, history. First version. Okay, I guess the protocol was officially released for beta in 97, but 1999 is when the word Wi-Fi was trademarked. I still don't think there was just Wi-Fi in the train stations in 1999.
Izzy had fucking. He had a fucking. Satellite phone, they hooked up his computer for internet.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that bullshit. That was dumb.
So, it's a thing he could totally have done. Take that.
Okay, he still should.
Objection.
But anyway, so he's able to do this in 1999, and I guess Ask Jeeves was way better than I remember, because he gets an accurate answer. He can't, however, just read the actual sign.
Well, no, that would require reading.
Everyone knows that reading is lame. Digi-reading is where it's at.
Yeah, obviously.
But only when I do.
Sure.
Moving on.
Last week I had to record an audiobook.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and he's not going to let us forget it, even though I had to edit the episode.
Yeah. Let's see.
And if we multiply everybody's audio by the 2.5 hours that episode was, it's clearly longer than that audiobook.
I don't think it works that way.
That's how it works in my mind.
You are all done good.
But anyway, so Izzy, the only character who knows how to do anything, comes up with a plan for getting them home. All they have to do is ride the train and not fall asleep. So that doesn't happen.
I mean that all sounds good in theory, but you know.
You can even fall asleep as long as one of you doesn't fall asleep.
Yeah, but why should one person not
get
to
sleep?
We
gotta go back and talk about it. It's okay as long as one human doesn't fall asleep.
Yeah, they make a big deal out of the Digimon talking and that never having any real consequences, but I'm also really not wanting the Digimon to talk. And when they finally learn the lesson, it's because all the kids are asleep and they're at their bus stop. And Patamon...
Yeah.
Sorry, this is great, but I fixed the thing. I fixed the thing, I will arrive on Discord anytime now. Discord is weird. Here you go. Now it can be linked in the episode notes.
No, thank we're you. Not putting it in the episode Jesus. Notes.
God.
No, it's not. Oh, it's my not God. Happening.
Not explicit anymore.
I'm going to have to edit this out now, because no one's going to know what we're talking about.
Not explicit
about.
Yeah. anymore.
Now it's whatever you imagine. Guy it's, I can imagine
it's even more explicit
things.
Now.
It's really not...
But... But anyway...
Edit's going to suck.
Anyway, like we were talking about before, like, if... The Digimon didn't seem so like generally sweet. You'd think that the reason they went along with not talking now was like some kind of hateful cat thing where like it's like I'm not going to pay any attention to what you tell me except for this one time where it'd be really helpful if I didn't, and now I'm going to pay attention.
I mean, Digimon are the ultimate spiteful machines. So
I can sympathize.
That works. Anyhow, they fall asleep. Yay! We haven't talked about the best scene well, in the best scene fucking in the episode yet. Though, Sparky, Garrett.
Oh, yeah, okay. I actually kind of like the incredible
the ventriloquism thing.
Come when you hitchhike.
Oh, that is also
so
good.
So Sora ends up holding Bioman, and Bioman's hair gets pulled by a, you know, asshole baby whose mom has just no fucks to give. And,
no.
In the dub, they add the fact that the mom, like, mildly keeps saying, no, stop. Stop it. Please. Yeah, in the original, it's just like, yeah, this child is, like, fucking destroying this toy or whatever. It's fine. No one cares.
Her soul's just destroyed by this baby in the original. Like, it's just, like, dead eyes just glassily staring as this baby just like attempts to rip things off of a Digimon, which, you know, just
pretty much.
I mean, what are you gonna do? That's it.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, the child is actually the Antichrist. That's it ties on with some horror movie. This is the crossover. And that's how he gets his digital, the Antichrist gets his digital power through this scene here, and then it will go on.
Not all that much. He's only really in Revelation.
What does the Antichrist do in the Bible? Like, I'm assuming he does evil shit.
Sketch.
By the way, and I don't want to offend anyone with this, but I like that one of the books of the Bible is called The Bible Revelations because it sounds like a blockbuster sequel. It's like a Resident Evil sequel. The Bible Revelation.
So they do that, and Sora ends up having to do the ridiculous ventriloquism thing. It's pretty good.
Yep.
She.
And then they really believe her when she pretends like she bought it at that place that's right near here. You should get off the subway right now.
And everyone in the subway get off and goes and buy the toy for some reason.
Yeah. And the entire train depopulates. They just abandon ship and, like, everything is gone. It's pretty incredible.
That's the way of the Digimon. Abandon the ship.
Yep, everybody wants their own...
Wait, is this a... Sorry. Is this a, advertisement conditioning thing? Where, like, everyone goes to buy the Digimon because they want the kids to buy Digimons? Like, is this a thing, a subliminal thing?
Maybe.
Is it like that commercial for cigarettes on The Simpsons where they're like, smoke?
I think it was. But no, I was thinking of the other Simpsons joke, which is the join the Navy. There's subliminal, liminal, and superliminal.
The Navy.
Superliminal?
Yeah.
Yep, superliminal is... Look out the window and go, hey, you, join the Navy.
Hey, go buy some Digimon. All right. Anyhow, so everyone goes and join the Navy while everyone else gets asleep on the train. Yay! Yep.
So yep. That's about it.
And then
it.
They miss their spot. Patamon's a dick about it. You're laughing, but that's exactly what happened.
So okay, obviously I don't have a whole lot of context for what's going on right now, but like time is really like confusing to me. Like, why is it late, or why do they all fall asleep and then later they're just like eating cheeseburgers and it looks like it's light outside? So like, what okay. time is it?
So in the digital world, uh-huh. time moves at an accelerated pace where like a minute in the digital world is like a day in the digital world. So they just came back from the digital world from like months and months, and it's only been like minutes in the real world, which kind of explains why like their fatigue is all out of whack.
Okay, so they're like super jet lagged right now, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Got it.
Jet lagged, if you will.
Yes.
I will not.
Too bad.
Okay.
I coined that phrase.
I mean,
might be the title of the episode for all you know now.
Wouldn't it be like Digi lagged or Lagimond?
You know, like Lagimond.
Both those are good.
Lagmon would be a really good joke for Apmon.
I'm surprised that is just not one.
Yeah.
They had Twittermon.
Was it called Twittermon? Or was it like their own thing?
What's like his real name?
Yeah. I don't know. He's Twittermon.
Sporky, you're the one that watches the show.
Yeah, but it's
you're
Apmon.
You're the one that knows about Digimon, Sporky.
Apmon or not Digimon?
God, where's Mayor J when you need them?
In Australia.
Digi Australia?
I think just the regular.
Is that where Willis is?
I actually think Digi Australia is just the continent of Server.
No, because that's a continent.
Just think about it. It's filled with giant spiders and stuff that all want to kill you.
Yeah, but wouldn't Digi Australia be Fire Island? Because Australia is an island?
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
I mean, I guess.
So yeah, they end up missing their stop and getting off in Shinjuku. And then everybody ditches Izzy and Joe because the group has a lot more fun without those two around.
Aw. How sad.
Yeah.
I bet that Joe is a really fun person. Mm-hmm. You just aren't giving him a chance.
Sure.
Yeah, and then they eat hamburgers because they're hungry. Like they go and eat.
Yep, that's a thing that happens. In the original, everybody's just like, yeah, I spent my money that I was going to use for the subway to eat, get this burger. But in the dub, in one of the better things, they're just like, yeah, we used all of your money too, so you can't eat anything. So screw you.
Yeah, that was real special. And, I mean, you know, I'm sure all the kids at home watching on Fox Kids received a very important lesson that day.
Yeah, about stealing your money from your friends. That's the most important lesson. You will never succeed in life if you don't steal money from your friends. That's what the cool kids do in the Digimon show, and you should do it too. Steal money, kids.
Yep, that, or make sure you eat first, you know? You gotta make sure you eat first.
Well, they're basically in prison. So
the lesson is Joe's the worst.
Yeah, that's about right.
Is it cannibalism if Digimon eat meat from animals? Because Digimon are sorts of animals?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Glad we cleared it up.
Let's see here. Where are we in the episode then?
Well, they do the cheeseburger thing.
Now they got a hitchhike.
Hitchhiking. Yeah. Or not hitchhiking, as the case may be.
Depending on your version.
Yeah, so I think in general, the dub probably would have gotten rid of the hitchhiking just because. But hitchhiking in this show has a lot of sexual predators involved.
Just like hitchhiking
like
in real
life.
Like,
more than one!
Yeah.
Like, it's a really condensed amount of pedophiles for a children's show. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that, guys.
What is going on in Japan?
Does anybody?
Is it always like this? I don't.
Yep. Yeah. So Tai tries, and no one stops for Tai because no one loves Tai.
No.
Yamato tries, and a creepy old woman stops for Yamato.
I mean, she's not like
and
the thing
Mimi
is that
tries.
She's not old. She's just like.
She's just an adult.
Yeah, conventionally attractive adult woman that for some reason wants to fuck this edgelord child.
She's thirsty for a 10-year-old.
I mean, Shota is a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be nice if it wasn't, but sure, it is a thing.
I mean, at least it's objectifying Matt.
I guess.
I mean, that doesn't make it much better.
I mean, it's not a... Well, okay, they do objectify the women like 5 seconds later, but at that point in time, at least they weren't.
It's equal opportunity objectifying, except that they're like 12 years old.
I feel like they're almost slyer about the objectification of the girls. Like, the lady who pulls up is just like, hey, how you doing? You know, like, she's like really direct. The guy who comes later when the girls are hitchhiking, or doing, you know, putting out the thumb there.
Yeah.
He's a lot more sly about his creepiness in a way that I'm like, this is weird. This is like some Stranger Danger stuff going on here.
Well,
guys.
You see, it's because it's Sora's cousin.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
So the other thing is that he lets everybody get into his windowless van. And yes, then offers me candy.
And Sora.
Yeah.
That is
like, he is so Stranger Danger.
Yeah, he's 100% Stranger Danger. Well, real weird.
At least this show teaches children how to defend themselves from sexual predator, which is basically poop in their car. Which I think it would probably be effective in real life. Just poop in their car, and they will be disgusted with you.
Yeah, probably.
Unless you get, like, one with a, you know, poop fetish, then you're fucked because you made them more horny. But, if they don't have that...
Also, make sure, you know, make sure you feed all your roofies to your Digimon instead of eating them yourself.
So. Oh, God. This show went places that it didn't go for, like, 50 episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
So what else happens in this
I don't
show?
Know, they fight something, the best part is over. We should also mention at some Itzy and Joe try and get a taxi, which apparently now Itzy and Joe are super friends, which I'm totally okay with. So they try and get a taxi and they just do funny things. And that's funny.
Yeah.
Also, I would also like to add that poop is funny, and it made me laugh when the Digimon poop thing is
said. Oh, and they put in "Hey Digimon" in the dub.
Hey Digimon, yeah, they did. Hey Digimon, again. This song is totally inappropriate for the type of situation that they put it in.
Yeah,
it's fine though, because they're just like, hey Digimon, monster friends to the boys and girls.
So Sora's cousin sure likes to murder children.
I mean, right? He just tripped.
Well, he is the black sheep of the family, after all, so...
I guess. He's definitely never going to be mentioned again.
This was an episode that happened. Okay, so what do they fight?
I mean, like, if my cousin rode with me and their doll left a swirly soft serve pink poop in car...
Okay, so the thing is, like, they're like, which one of these kids did it? And I'm like, kids don't poop pink, last time I checked.
I mean, they can, but the circumstances are very specific.
You probably should be worried if your kid poops pink. You shouldn't be, like...
Yeah, like, there's very specific colored foods that you have to feed to them. It's probably not good for brain development.
Isn't it blueberries?
Yeah, actually it is. I
listen to Sawbones on occasion.
I was thinking more blood, but I guess blueberries also do that. That's probably less dire.
Oh yeah, I guess blood is concerning though. If you're pooping pink, please go see your doctor.
I like that you, Alexander. I like that you phrased it. There are specific food that you have to give to your children. Like, this is a parent that's trying to spec his children towards pink poop. That's like a specific children build
that's
right. doing.
It's a life hack, actually.
life hack.
10 superfood that your doctor will hate because they make your children poop pink.
Well, sure. It's one weird trick discovered by a mon.
Yeah. Evil Digimon hate it.
Is there anything else that happens in this episode?
There's sort of a B-plot where Skull Merimon is in a trench coat and we almost run into him, but then we don't.
So, yeah, that went nowhere.
He's like the least effective Terminator ever. Like, you're expecting this, like, sudden sneak attack and then absolutely nothing happens instead, and you're like, cool.
Yeah, it's like he's tilting around. Well, there's like a mirror that passes in front of him, so obviously he cannot see them. That's how the law of physics work.
Well, I mean, they're very short, so...
Mm. But he knows that they're short, because he's searching specifically for them.
Hmm. Mm. Yeah, after they defeat Gassamon, or whatever his name was, he drops Hikari's crest, or one of the fake ones, I guess?
Yep. They show it. I don't think it's important. Like, I don't think they know how Chekhov's gun works.
No, they don't.
Which is fine, because they also don't know how object permanence works, either.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, they think that Chekhov's gun is, like, literally a gun that you have to put in your shoe at some point. And, like, that makes it good.
I guess it's more Chekhov's gunmon.
Sure.
Because that's a joke that hasn't gotten old after 30 episodes of this podcast.
That's okay.
Technically more than 30.
I mean, that's the whole concept behind the show. Just take a word and add mod at the end of it, and you have a toy. You just made a toy that people would buy. So, I mean, if it hasn't gotten old, like, in 15 years for them to sell toys, we can make jokes about it for, like, 30 years, and that's fine.
That's probably true.
Seems solid to me.
Yeah.
So, we have this segment, Alexander, which is called What is Digimon? So, please tell us about, in your opinion, after having seen this, explain to us what Digimon is about. You know, the underlying theme of Digimon. The theme, huh? The themes and general plot of the whole franchise of Digimon, in your opinion, at least.
Well, I mean, based on this one episode, it seems to mostly be about hanging out with and then fighting monsters, and also cheeseburgers, hitchhiking, and sexual harassment. Is that about it?
Yeah,
the cheeseburgers take place in paradise.
Yes, I'm glad you made the joke.
Okay,
we were working around. I was hoping you could go do like Paradise Mon or something, but it's cool. Yeah.
Well, Angemon is a big fan of cheeseburgers. Oh
man, and the Bon Jovi reference.
Yeah. Yep.
We're on point today.
That said, I'm very sleepy, so unless anybody has anything else to add about this episode, I think we might finish off a little early.
Sure. That's fine with me.
How dare you? How dare we have a short episode after our 2-hour
extravaganza? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, extravaganza man.
Okay.
Of an episode.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
So anyway,
that happens.
Alexander, usually at the end of an episode of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, we have someone summarize up the episode so we can pretend to still be a Digimon podcast.
Sounds good.
And when we have guests on, we make them do it.
Try to do it in a minute or less.
Yeah, we don't really time it, but we like
all
to
right.
give that illusion.
Well, let's see how we can
Three, two, one, go.
Boom. The gang gets on a subway, they fall asleep after having done a ventriloquist act, and end up going past their stop. After doing so, they decide they're hungry, they get some cheeseburgers, they hitchhike, they're sexually harassed, one of them is almost dumped in a river, they fight a monster that looks like a squid, one of their guys evolves and beats up that monster, they jump on his back and sail home? I don't know where they're going.
That was like 25
I'll
seconds.
I'll take it. You have 35 seconds to say whatever you want. Go.
Come watch my podcast over. Well, don't watch it. Listen to it. That's the way you do it. So do that as well.
Do you have a URL that people can go to?
I do have a URL and everything. It's great. Our website is www.versusthehooniverse.bonfire.fm. That's vsthehooniverse.bonfire.fm. I didn't go for the fancy URL where you can actually just do a regular old .com, but
yeah,
maybe someday.
I know the feeling.
Anyhow,
yep.
If you want to listen more from us, you can go to goingdigitalpodcast.com. I think that's right. www.goingdigitalpodcast.com. Whatever. You can send us an email and we will talk about it. I mean, we don't have a structure, so as soon as you send us an email, we will record an episode where we talk about it or something. We will make a whole episode about your email. We'll just, like, go word for word through your email and deal with it how, as if it was a real Digimon episode.
Yeah, like, oh man, now I want to send it an email.
Yeah, send us like, write a Digimon fan fiction and send it to us and we will talk about it as if it was an episode. I'm making this commitment right now without consulting with anyone because
that's kind of what we do around here.
Yeah, we never consult.
Anyhow, you can if you want to do any of these things, you can send us a mail at thericeballnetwork@gmail.com or for this way, just go on our website and there's a nice little button with an email and you can click on there and send us an email and this stuff. We're also on Twitter at goingdigitalpod. You can follow us. That's nice. Sparky deals with most of the social good stuff. Research. So if someone is talking to you with the Going Digital account, it's third year Sparky. I do the episode, the weird quotes on the episode are mine. What else? Facebook. We have a Facebook, although I forgot to post the last episode there. Just search Going Digital on Facebook. What else? Is there anything else that they need to know?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, Sparky!
Cool.
Yes. Well, I've had a really great time recording episode number 30 of Going Digital at Digimon Rewatch Podcast. And I hope we do it again real soon. And Alexander, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, why shouldn't I do this earlier? And until you do, keep your Giga Missile out of my laptop and keep ding-donging the digital monster.
I think that's what's happening in the picture that we will have in the episode.
No, we're not putting that picture in there. I'm not doing it.
The picture is exactly what you think it is, but we're not linking it.
Yes.
I took the effort to censor it and make it safe for work. You are terrible.
Safe for work.
Safe for work.
Safe for whose work?
Safe for a Whovian's work.
Do you get that much Doctor Who porn as much as we get Digimon porn, Alexander?
It's mostly in fan fiction format. There's a lot of slash, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's not as much art. Like,
do Time Lord have genitals?
That's an interesting question. It's actually in debate. I'm not going to debate it right now. But
the answer is maybe.
The answer is maybe. And the answer is also.
What do you think?
Yeah. What do I think? Yeah. Yes, I'm gonna assume yes.
Sounds good.
What are the major Who pairings though? Which Who characters fuck?
Well, obviously Captain Jack Harkness features in most of it since he's omnisexual.
Sure.
He'll just canon. He'll just like fuck everyone in that series. That's like not even a fan fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched Torchwood.
And then, you know, lots of Rose Tyler, because Rose.
Sure.
Sure.
I imagine there's a lot of butthurt people now, because can't have a female doctor.
Oh, yeah.
No, but we can. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we are doing that, though. And,
Sounds pretty good. I might actually start watching some Doctor Who again.
Sweet. You should do it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the end of the episode. Goodbye, people. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. The Digivolution will not be timey-wimey.